Welcome to the weekly racing podcast recorded on Monday, August the 6th. Well, following a spectacular final day at Glorious Goodwood for North Yorkshire-based trainers at the weekend, with Moulton's Richard Fye and Midland's Mark Johnston both claiming a double, there's a busy week of action on the county's tracks to look forward to. It all kicks off tomorrow, Tuesday, with a 7-race card at Catterick starting at 2:20 p.m, and course specialist Ijaz is firmly the one to watch. The 11-year-old is set to make his 32nd appearance at his favourite venue in the Go Racing in Yorkshire classified claiming stakes. The North Yorkshire gelding, trained near Thirsk by Jeff Harker, has won 8 times on this course and, after finishing 2nd 4 times there in recent months, got back to winning ways on his last start when he was half a length too good for Zaplamation, trained by Norton's John Quinn. Ijaz needs a strong gallop in order to get into the frame. Jockey PJ McDonald will be delivering him fast and late in the mile and a half contest. The afternoon's feature race, the ABF The Soldiers Charity Handicap over a mile and three quarters at 3:50, sees a field of 8 contest. Rally Key, trained by Mickey Hamild at Midland and ridden by Shane B. Kelly, and Michael Dodd's Mohawk Ridge, both recent winners, go head to head. The action moves on to a 6-race evening card at Ripon, getting underway at 6:05 p.m, but all eyes will be on the David Chapman Memorial Handicap at 7:35. Held over 5 furlongs, it's staged in memory of the legendary Stillington trainer, who died last year and was best known for his handling of sprinters including Sober, Chaplin's Cub and Quito. A 15-runner field includes the Old Stage Attacks Free, trained by Cesse's David Nichols and the winner of 15 races, including a host of group enlisted contests. The back-in-form Noodles Blue Boy, a winner on his last start at Newcastle for Norton trainer Ollie Pears, and Thirsk saddler David Barron's Bosun Breeze, who wrapped up a hat-trick before disappointing last time out at Ascot, will also be looking to challenge. And Sovereign Street, a 4-year-old rising star for Leyburn trainer Anne Duffield, is on a hat-trick following victories last month at Hamilton and Ayr and creeps in at the bottom of the handicap. Wednesday welcomes a 7-race card at Pontefract, with Sir Graham Wade, winner of his last 2 starts at Haydock and Goodwood, going for a treble of successes in the Family Day on Sunday 19th of August handicap at 4 p.m. An intriguing Class 3 contest over a mile and a half could also see Bolling Greeter for informed Great Hampton trainer Tim Easterby and David O'Meara's Ed Marge, a winner on the course earlier in the season, among those lining up. It's Caribbean Carnival Day at Redcar on Saturday, where among the fancy dress and family fun, the John Smith's Redcar Straight Mile Championship Handicap Stakes, a qualify for the prestigious final of the series in October, is the 4th contest on a 7-race card at 3:45 p.m. A busy week concludes next Monday, August the 13th, with Thirsk's final evening meeting of the season, a 6-race card which starts at 5:50 p.m. Enjoy your racing.